Samantha Woods, executive director of the NSRWA, spoke about the purpose of the sit-in.
Through our collective advocacy today, we're here to share with people that since last year when we had our last shellfish sit-in, we have been in discussions and negotiated with the Division of Marine Fisheries to what we hope will be an opening of 60% of the shellfish beds.
They believe that advocating for this issue will help to get the word out and raise awareness. David Dauphiné, a Scituate fisherman, told WATD why he is involved in the association.
50th year of shellfishing in the river. It's one of the first memories I have with my late father, who was a waterman. He sea-mossed out of Scituate Harbor as a kid. That grew into a lobstering business that me and my brothers were involved in and still are today. It's not just the people and the activity and just not the fabric, it's the stitching that holds us together.
State Representative Patrick Kearney says that he and State Senator Patrick O'Connor secured state funding to have the water regularly tested. Kearney disagrees with the restriction.
It's the fact that the folks on the South Shore, the public, should have access to a public resource. And these clam bleds, if we don't shellfish, will choke themselves out. So it's not even just about access. It's about the fact that even when we determine that the river is healthy enough to shellfish based on the funding and the studies that we're working on, those clam beds might not be alive, and we might set ourselves back 20 or 30 years due to bureaucratic government overreach.
For more information and future updates, visit nsrwa.org. In Scituate, Jill Johnston, WATD News.